InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Our economy, etc. So I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be president. So if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to get a unhappy surprise, I think. That is number one.
It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
It is Thursday, July 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I will be back in Austin tonight. We have massively huge, informative guests coming up today on the broadcast about the very mysterious put options bet against the Trump organization and against his Truth Social, billions of dollars worth of them, by a super hardcore leftist group that dedicates its funds to the ADL and to the Democratic Party and to Soros and to BlackRock. It is an ESG company whose job it is to go out and politically, like Larry Fink said, the head of BlackRock last year, control people's behavior. Now, they've kept it secret what they set their put price at or their bet against the stock, but it's in the billions. 12 million plus shares of Truth Social were shorted in the 2 weeks, 12 days up until even the day before the shooting. They filed all of this. It broke yesterday. And they said, oh, it's just a mistake. When you file one of the biggest puts in history, you get a visit from the SEC. Now they're saying it's a mistake, which looks to me like a naked short, whereas event or whatever they were told didn't occur. Then they just say, oh, it's just an accident. So now they've withdrawn their bet, which I don't think you're even legally allowed to do. Now we're investigating the company and other reported puts and shorts and naked shorts they've done. Now, I know a lot about this stuff, but just enough to get in trouble. But I'm calling top stock experts, Edward Dowd coming on, Dr. Kirk Elliott coming on, Mike Adams knows this stuff, forwards and backwards, he's coming on today. And it looks like I've got all three of them. I know two of them are already set up. So Mike Adams and, of course, Kirk Elliott. It looks like we're getting Edward Dowd on. Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, lawyer, Defense Intelligence Agency guy, great guy. He's got breaking news coming up here in about 30 minutes. I will be filing reports on the road as I go to the airport and as I call in and as things break, and I'll be shooting videos to go up at Real Alex Jones on X. But this is a very, very historic moment. I filed a report on X about an hour ago dealing with this company and just some of the facts. I called some stock people just to ask them, is this correct what I'm saying? Is this correct what other people are saying? They said, yeah, that's exactly where this is going. I mean, one in a billion that the Secret Service wouldn't put people on the roof. One in a billion they let the guy wander around for a long time. And we have that video we'll show you coming up of the shooter. One in a billion that the advance team would do this. One in a billion that Trump would turn his head right at the right time. I mean, everything the globalists do is turning against them. And it's one in a trillion, folks, that you'd have some company put 12 million shorts in, puts against one Trump company, Truth Social, in the days leading up to the shooting. And then the head of the company actually said, just move along. This is just a mistake. We've amended our filing now. After we discovered this error, it's just an error that a leftist group that is an investment company in Austin, that is one of the main funders of the ADL and is hooked in with Soros, BlackRock, all of it, and carries out ESG operations, would do something like this.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline, it's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Our economy, et cetera. So I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be president. So if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to get a unhappy surprise, I think. That is number one.
It's just unquestionable at this point that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
And we are back on this live Thursday, July 18th, 2024 transmission. I was going to air this special report a little bit later in the hour, but we've got so many huge guests coming up. I want to do it in just a moment. It is titled Leftist Investment Company Austin Private Wealth Admits to Filing a Report with the SEC on their shorting of 12 million Donald Trump company stocks starting 12 days before and leading up to the day before the assassination attempt. Within hours of the attack Saturday, I called for the Trump Organization to investigate any suspicious puts placed against the Trump empire in the weeks and days leading up to the attempted coup. It is now 100% clear that the Secret Service deliberately stood down. The globalists know their time is coming and an end. So they know their time is coming to an end, and they will try to kill President Trump again. I want to air this short special report right now. I want to encourage you to go share it. We've got stock experts coming on to discuss this, but just like 9/11, massive shorts, record shorts against the different companies associated with the World Trade Center and more. And those led back to intelligence agencies and globalist organizations. So this is a big, 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 big deal. And the company could not be more globalist, leftist, ESG. They're all about enforcing global ESG. That's the corporate law, the corporate social credit score, and then we go under a corporate social credit score. I'm going to go to this special report, then we're going to come back with other massive breaking news and developments. The Republic is now fighting for its life. Here is the report. Austin Private Wealth is a wealth fund based in Austin, Texas. It's been around since 2017, and its open mission is to make profits and then donate the majority of the profits to ESG-related BlackRock leftist organizations like the ADL, Black Lives Matter, you name it. And they don't just give directly to those groups. They then also give to larger leftist foundations that distribute the money. Now, I said on Saturday and Sunday and Monday, I said people need to look at insider trading against Trump's companies and put options like we saw on 9/11. And if it was an inside job, which is now overwhelmingly clear, it will lead back to incredibly irregular shorts against Trump companies like True Social. This was absolutely massive. 12 million contracts put in to short the stock, believing that it would be going massively down. Now, within about 12 hours,
of this news breaking yesterday, the head of the company came out and said it's just a clerical error in the SEC filings with Bloomberg. It's our mistake. And he actually said, move along, like Obi-Wan Kenobi, when they go, are these the droids? He said, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along, move along. Even if it's the regular trade they make is true, it's still massive and huge. But we are talking about amounts of money here that are just staggering. Now, we're posting an article on Infowars.com that has their press release, the statements, screenshots, the filings, all of this. But they're not denying that they filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission one of the biggest shorts ever. I believe that this looks like a naked short. And by that, they went on paper and made the bet, but they don't have the money to cover it. And so now, because his stock didn't go down like they wanted to, now, oh my gosh, we just filed with the federal government wrong. And that's how most of these shorts are done. In fact, that's the majority of them. That's one way they've kept silver down for decades, but now it's failing, is by going into the market and manipulating the price of silver down, and then people basically believe it. And then when it goes down, they're able to cover their losses. I'm going to get some stock experts on to explain all this, but any layperson can understand this. It's done a lot. Maybe one chance out of 100 that this is all just a wild, crazy mistake. But again, they're the ones that filed this with the government. Now, you add to that, now we have the video of the shooter wandering around for 20, 30 minutes beneath the building looking up at it. And we have him with a rangefinder being questioned. He looks like a total whack job. And then he goes into the building that's the police command center and somehow gets on the roof and then is there for 26 minutes. And then the head of the Secret Service says, well, that roof was too sloped when it's barely even sloped. You know, the White House is like that. And then they put the counter sniper team on a roof with a higher slope. It's just total insane crap, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows it's a lie. And so the advance team and the people in charge were told to stand down. They wanted a public execution of Trump to enrage the right wing in America, that the globalists would stage false flags, I predicted this months ago, and bring in civil unrest, call it civil war, and declare a national emergency. The old-fashioned name is martial law. That has been the plan the whole time. But everybody needs to stay focused on not just this company and these very mysterious things that were happening, but on other companies and other groups. And boy, when Trump gets in on January 21st, 2025, you know that that Austin company is getting a visit. When you go read where they donate the money, I mean, it is a who's who of George Soros New World Order. And one of the biggest is the ADL. And the ADL is out there all over the place, taking control of the police departments, running intelligence operations against private citizens, you name it. So this is very, 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 very sinister and very, very, very suspicious. But, hey, they could be innocent, or somebody could just give them info and they didn't know what they were doing. So let's not be mean to them. Let's not threaten them. They, you know, this just may be completely normal. Like they said, move along. Nothing to see here. Move along. And we hope that's the case. But just like on 9/11, I don't think it's the case, ladies and gentlemen. This was a stand down. We know that. And I know this. Trump is 10 times bigger than he ever was. He's bigger than Elvis and John Wayne mixed together with John Lennon. He is in extreme danger, and I'm kind of seeing a carnival atmosphere at the RNC. And people need to understand, this is maximum danger zone right now. Okay, we need to be praying for President Trump. President Trump last night said, I thank God that you changed my life. You know, God is real. We'll play that video coming up. He needs to go further and call directly on God to intercede and save the Republican to lead God and direct him. That's what George Washington did. That's what all great leaders have done in our republic. And only God can give us the discernment we need to defeat this. Trump was defended by God. At the last millisecond, he turned his head and didn't get killed. So this is serious, serious time. I'm going to do another report on Biden. I told you, I predicted by about the 21st or so, he would step down a few weeks ago. And yesterday, I'm sick, he tweets. And then he comes out and he goes, oh, I've got COVID. And then he also said earlier in the morning, well, if I get sick, I'm going to have to step down. So he's now just introducing that out there to step down. And I think he will step down very, very soon. And I think he will pardon his criminal brother and his criminal son and a bunch of other people, and then he will just play out the rest of his term, but be gone on January 1st. And I don't think Mayorkas and Garland and the other criminals that are really running this government that have hijacked it are going to let Trump get anywhere near that Capitol building to be sworn in on January 21st. That's why this is so serious, because you've got Victoria Nuland, you've got all these CIA people, it's all on my ex-account, Real Alex Jones, saying Trump's about to get a nasty surprise. He isn't going to be the president. She said that a month ago. She goes, don't you worry. He's about to get a nasty surprise. Trump didn't be the president. And you've got them all saying, we're going to kill this guy. We're going to put a bullet in him. And they're just parading around in front of you. They killed Kennedy in broad daylight. People better take this deadly serious. Okay, this isn't a Netflix show. It's not entertainment. This is the real world. And the globalists want Trump out of the way to go to World War III. More reports coming up. Stay with us. Got a bunch of huge guests today on this live transmission.
And, you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Fight, fight, fight. This is the real world. This is history happening in front of your eyes. This is the New World Order battling in its coup against America to stay in control and to stay in power. And we need to be praying for President Trump. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown yesterday was really smart, not just spiritually, but politically. He said, look, Trump has got to call on Christ. Trump has got to say this is a battle between good versus evil. Everybody else in these foxholes has done it. Tucker Carlson, myself, even Joe Rogan says he now believes in Jesus. We need Jesus. I mean, this is a real spiritual battle. The devil's taking the mask off. And Trump, they'll play it later after I leave. The clip's up on X. Or hell, we may just play it now if you guys don't have it. I think I sent it. It's I don't know if it's on the list, but I reposted it this morning on X. Last night, he went off to a subgroup at the RNC. And maybe he'll say it in his main speech tonight. He certainly should. And he said, this has really changed me. I've always known, you know, God's there and in control, but you know, this has really changed me. And I'm very thankful to God. I think God, you know, protected me. And he's, you know, went on to thank God. That is absolutely essential. It's not number one. It's everything, because I've experienced it myself. God is real. God is great. We're up against princes and principalities and the forces of evil here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time to stop letting the Democrats and the corporate media dictate things and tell us who to associate with and what to say. And that they take good, wholesome things we say and say they're evil and say they're bad. Instead of running from that, we need to run towards it, like J.D. Vance has done, defending me when he was running for Senate, defending me when he was a senator, defending me just recently, saying Alex Jones is way more credible than the corporate media. It's not about me getting attention. It's about they picked me to demonize to make everybody try to deny me and shun me, which didn't work because they saw me as the archetypal populist patriot who had their number and knew how to beat them. And they tried to get me off the air almost 6 weeks ago with a desperate Justice Department operation that a federal judge blocked without even an order, because I knew this was coming. And just like I told you, they're going to blame Iran for the assassination. They tried that days after I told you that. And just like I told you, I believe Biden would be gone by the 21st. We have the clips. And I still think that number is going to hold. And yesterday, he cancels his engagements. He cancels going out. Then he says, I'm sick. And then he says, I have COVID. And if I have an illness, I may drop out of the race. They're already segueing that to do it. So at every level, they rigged the primary for him. They stole the election from Trump. They tried to take Trump off the ballot. Now Biden won't do what they're telling him. So they want to remove him because he's such an embarrassment. They are completely running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Total confusion has been sown into the enemy camp by God Almighty. So I thank God and give God all the glory for this. And we have to have maximum courage to just tell the truth. And I said it Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I said, we've got to have Congress people. We've got to have military experts. They've got to come out and say, look, this was an inside job, a total stand down, and not let the gaslighting work. And now all the experts agree that the advance team, the current team, the shooter wandering around for hours inside the fairgrounds, wandering around with a rangefinder looking up at the roof, and then no Secret Service on that main roof, the closest to Trump. And then they let him climb up there for 26 minutes and then take his shots before they killed him. You can see the snipers on the radio, the counter snipers, saying, "We got him, we got him." I mean, you have to mime it. You can see it. They've got him. They're on the radios. They're freaking out. Police and people are saying, "Gun, gun, you know, shooter, man on roof." They're all running away. And then those in command told them to stand down. Oh, it's a sloped roof and all this other crap that they've told you is not working. The people are seeing through it. And now we have this major Democrat investment firm making the biggest short or biggest, I believe, naked short put in their history, on Donald Trump's Truth Social stock, betting that it was going to go down massively and filing with the federal body, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. They were doing this. Normally, a put that big by anybody, you get a visit from the SEC. And now they're like, "Oh, it's just an accident we did that. You know, we just accidentally filed and admit with the agency and on these stock sites and everywhere that we did this. We've now withdrawn that." Yeah, because Donald Trump isn't dead, and now that bet didn't work. I don't know where Truth Social, it's like Donald Trump Digital Media, I forget the exact name. I don't know where that is right now, but we've got Edward Dowd coming up. We've got Mike Adams coming up. We've got Dr. Kirk Elliott coming up. We've got the real experts digging into all this, and they're going to bring you that information during the broadcast today. And then for the millions of you watching, this is an InfoWar. It's up to you to get those clips that we'll post to X and flood the zone with those. But good job to all the internet researchers and sleuths and to Laura Logan and others that went out and dug this information up. If you want to follow it all, it's on Real Alex Jones on X. Be sure and follow me there. Be sure to do your own research. Be sure and look into this. And we're looking into other shorts on Trump systems in his empire and other shorts on other publicly traded companies he has. And we're looking at other shorts of other groups like Rumble. And so because they're moving against all of us right now, and that's economic warfare, that to shut Alex Jones off the air outside of any congressional or law or court order or criminal action, to go after Trump's organizations, to plunge them during a period like this. So before I finish up with Biden, hit some other news here and bring up all these big guests and analysis and breaking news. And Trump set to speak tonight at the big RNC. We'll have live coverage here this evening with Owen Schroyer, Chase Geyser, and others, and myself. I'll be back by then. Probably should be there before it ends. So look for that and pray for us. But listen, we're in a war with the New World Order. Again, this isn't Netflix. It isn't Disney. This isn't entertainment. I'm a real person. You're real. I can't fight the globalists without your help. Trump can't fight the globalists without your help. And Trump needs your prayers and financial support. But he's been flooded and glutted with money. What he needs is spiritual protection now. InfoWars needs you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Trump Bulletproof shirt. Now being printed. Going to be shipping out soon. And it is a fundraiser item. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com where the big super sale, Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus and Nitric Boost and all these other incredible game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. And also the great line, I never talk about enough, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. And the reason I started this a few years ago with a top manufacturer who we learned we were buying most of our supplies from already was I knew going into bankruptcy, we may not have the money to buy the products ourselves and warehouse them. But if I went and partnered with a top company who just adds like $5 on average onto their cost, and then we get the rest of the money, that's what InfoWars MD is a big national supplement maker who then just private labels their own product for us. Their turmeric's as good as ours. Nitric Boost was their product. They just let us go and make it ourselves so we'd make more money because they support us. And they don't want their name said because they'll get targeted, but it's in the top five supplement makers. You know, their stuff is in stores all over the country. And so they said, "Hey, we'll let you have our whole line. We just want, depending on the product, $4 to $6, you know, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. So when you order any InfoWars MD, it comes out of three big warehouses in the U.S. It's one of the top companies in the U.S. And then we don't have to pay for the inventory and we don't have to wait. They just have the inventory already ready and labeled. And as they need more, they just put our label on it. So I'm always thinking ahead or trying to think ahead of chinks in our armor with this stuff. And because the last CRO, who was obviously a globalist and wanted to take me off air, he admitted to that, and tried to hijack the company, tried to shut us down, I made those moves and got that. And now that's going to be essential because the X2, the X3, the Vital Mineral Fusion, I think it may have already been sold out. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. And I don't want to give our strategy out. We have about a 70% chance of staying on air in the next 3 months. So you'll get your products. We're still open. We're here. I mean, who knows? The globalists might, if they're so desperate, they might drop a bomb in the building. I mean, seriously, I'm praying to God that doesn't happen. I'm saying anything goes, but we're open. The products we have are ready to ship. But going into, you know, this situation in the next 3 months, we have about a 70% chance of a maneuver that will keep this operation on air. The enemy already basically knows the maneuvers, but I'm not going to get into it. But pray for us. This is so important. InfoWars MD. InfoWars MD. And don't forget, separate from InfoWars, whatever happens to us, I'm going to try to stay on air after this. Yeah, that's our other backup plan. My dad's company, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible supplements, incredible quality, top of the line. The best nano silver products, the best colloidal silver. Just absolutely incredible products at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. And that is how you absolutely keep us on the air. Plus, you get great products. So thank you all for your support. drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWars MD, all of it available at drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. All right. Chase Geyser and Owen Schroyer and Ivan Raiklin and Edward Dowd and Mike Adams and Kirk Elliott are all coming up. I'm going to shoot some other key reports on other key subjects. It's just so incredible. We caught them with their pants down. The globalists are in total disarray. They don't know what to do. God is literally giving us a chance to turn this whole thing around right now. So maximum effort, peaceful effort, maximum prayer, maximum action in the info war, and maximum support of the organizations and groups that have stood the test of time and have defeated the globalists. Thanks for your support. And that means support Tucker Carlson, support InfoWars, support President Trump. You know, Joe Rogan's getting super hardcore. You know, thank him for what he's doing. Because believe me, we're putting our lives, our names, our treasure, our families on the line. This is a powerful time. And please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duher here with me right now. Thank you. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now at InfoWarsStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. And just know this, that we're not living in boring times. Everybody should be on the edge of their seat. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto or other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Donald Trump is going to be president, so if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to get a unhappy surprise, I think. That is number one.
It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
So you just saw a congressman say Trump needs to be eliminated. That means killed. You see Biden say put a target on Trump. You have seen other Democrats say kill him. You've seen Victoria Nuland say Trump will be taken out. You just saw Mudd of the CIA say the CIA is going to kill this guy. That's what they're doing. And we got a well-known, successful Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, Ivan Raiklin, with us. He's got intel on the convention. Are the Trump people taking the threat serious? What's the security like there without getting out any intel to the bad guys? Is it protected from truck bombs? You had U.S. senators chasing and peacefully, but very aggressively, as they should, first confronting her for like 5 minutes, and then she runs. the head of the Secret Service and saying, we know you stood down, we're not putting up with this. That's the attitude we need. No more of their gaslighting. They do nothing but lie to us. They denied there was inflation, and they denied the border was open. They denied fentanyl was a problem. These people are the enemy. But I've been first off, and I'm going to hand it over to Chase Geiser. We have huge guests like yourself coming up throughout the day, and I'm asking the viewers to be the force multipliers. Going to take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X and the feed from Infowars.com/show. That's imperative, and share that everywhere, because they've been trying to take out our communications for this exact event we saw, and there's the maximum danger of them trying to kill Trump now, because when I said he's 10 times stronger, he's 100 times stronger. He's a world phenomenon. Nothing in the last 100 years has been like this when it comes to the amount of cult of personality, other than, and he was a bad guy, other than Adolf Hitler. And Trump has now literally gone past that in world famousness right now. And of course, Hitler was infamous. Trump is now loved and famous all over the world. So America is the best house in a bad neighborhood. We are blessed. We are important. As we go, so goes the world. This fight is for the whole future of humanity. And I'm so blessed and honored to be here. But people need to realize that this isn't a carnival. I saw so much footage of the RNC, so much footage everywhere. I would have had a tone of how dark this is and how serious this is and how this is an attack on the people, as Trump always says. They're not trying to get me. I'm standing in the way of them getting to you. Trump did call on God yesterday at a side event. We have that clip. After you leave, we're going to play that. And Chase is going to talk about that. I'm going to shoot a video on that, but a report on that. But Trump needs to say this is good versus evil. And he needs to say it's clear there was a stand down. And he needs to say we need to investigate who did it. Just as Congressman Mills said on Sunday on CNN, he said, I was a sniper leader of whole operations for security when presidents came to the Middle East and other places. I've run over 2,000 operations. He said he had help. And we now have him wandering around with a rangefinder and them questioning him. We have, then how's he go get the gun? How's he get up in the building? All of this is inside job. They plan to kill Trump there. Clearly, the leadership of the Secret Service has been bought off, has been compromised. They're controlled by Mayorkas. There's no chance that this was a screw up. And that's what all the experts like yourself are saying. So I want to keep refocusing on the fact that we've caught them in an attempted coup. And you're an expert on this as well. Speak to that briefly and then start briefing everybody on what you're seeing at the RNC and what's unfolding, what you think the enemy's next move is going to be. Ivan Raiklin, I'm going to sign off here for a little while. Your guest host right now will be the great Chase Geiser. Ivan Raiklin.
I appreciate you having me back on, Alex. I think the biggest news for today is it was just announced that Elon Musk is actually going to be speaking at the RNC convention. That is absolutely massive. And I'm hearing that his focus on the speech is going to be trying to shore up and stop the illegal nature of our electoral systems to create a more free, fair, transparent, secure electoral infrastructure. As far as the security posture, yesterday I was there. I mean, you have some infiltrators that are inside. And I apologize. This guy just showed up as we started the show in the background. Hopefully you can hear me. Unfortunately, there's a lot of
you sound good, Ivan. Go ahead, buddy.
So as far as the security posture, I mean, it's pretty tight. Between federal, state, and local, I suspect my assessment is that no one's going to really move a finger, because if we have infiltrators in terms of the Secret Service trying to do something deliberate, potentially, like it looks like what happened on July 13th, the crowd will dispense with them appropriately. And so they have that to consider if they're going to want to do another.
Let me stop you, because I just learned this from you. This is mega massive. This means Elon Musk is all in. This is confirmed. Elon Musk is on his way there now, and we'll speak tonight.
I'm seeing it all throughout. I mean, you guys can pull that up. Here we go. It looks like that may not have been an actual.
Yeah, he's saying at 11:03 a.m. today that he's not speaking at the RNC. I believe it was a rumor.
Okay,
okay, so well, we'll continue to track that. We'll continue to track that.
Correct.
Let's move on from that. The fog of war. Everybody's doing great here. Go back to where you were then on infiltrators. I know you're an expert on security. You don't want to say the problems because that helps other enemies know what to do. But generally, what is your assessment of the security there?
I think the security posture is adequate. I mean, it's appropriate. As far as infiltrators, when I mentioned that, I specifically mentioned infiltrators in the information war landscape. So you had a mother jokes reporter tried to confront me and try to attempt to get me in another hit piece. That she was rudely mistaken and kind of provided her a class in how to I guess, be a reporter, but she failed to listen. I provided you a clip.
No, I saw that. I saw that. I saw that. And then, by the way, MSNBC doesn't even really have the reporters there. They're doing it virtually with fake screens behind them, being deceptive, showing how paralyzed they are. And I saw your clips, Ivan, and we can even have you back tomorrow to go over all those. And they're incredible clips, and I've reposted them on X. And I'm going to leave you alone and let you go where you want here in a minute. But moving back to how freaked out you think.
Also, the hit piece that was done on me last week, they actually deployed those two reporters from raw sewage to confront me, and they were absolutely shaking in their hands. I offered them to sit down with me outside in the courtyard in that central area, offered them a glass of water or Gatorade, and they just came at me in a very confrontational, belligerent manner. And I just simply calmly called them out on it. So I think they're kind of losing their you-know-what, and they're trying to do everything they can to find out what I'm working on with Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger as we start to motivate Elon Musk to release the mother of all Twitter files. I had a 30-minute meeting
Definitely scared of you, and I want you to speak to that. This is a key weak point in the Dragon scales, like smog or the exhaust port on the Death Star. So you're not just bringing yourself into the story. You're saying you're really getting Musk to try to release these messages, and Musk knows about it, and we're on that. And I'm going to leave here and let you continue and have Chase pop in, but I'm asking you, though, looking at this, the enemy's clearly in disarray. Everything's falling apart. You've got senators chasing the Secret Service head around. You've got Matt Gaetz confronting McCarthy was there. It seems like the Republicans really get this as war.
No, absolutely. I think you have helped. I've jumped into this digital fight to move the Overton window from being toxic, feckless, stone-cold cowards in the mirror image of Mike Pence to actual digital warriors, moving that Overton window to being what is appropriate at this time. Because when you're doing what any conduct of war, call it for what you will, you need to have the ability to, in a calm, cool, collected manner, plan, conduct, and execute the maximum level allowable under the law.
And our republic is really overrun by globalist forces that tried to kill our president. So at this point, we've got to be very careful how we do it. But we need to realize we are in a total fight for the survival of America. Ivan, I'm going to shut up and let you take over now and go through your points. Go ahead.
Appreciate it, Alex. No, I mean, that picture of President Trump being shot in the ear, that is how close our constitutional republic is from going into collapse. And we literally, it grazed us. I mean, President Trump represents the country. And now he's in it, like you said, at the early part of this show, he is in the strongest position that he's ever been. And he is now the most influential, powerful, respected human being on the planet for having survived that. Everybody sees it for what it is. And they are backpedaling with Elon Musk all in. I'm hearing that he's going to be funding the campaign. And so the more you start seeing this, Elon Musk and a laundry list of venture capitalists, Mark Andreessen, to name one, massive. And this moves the independent, apolitical venture capital class. The pendulum is swinging towards President Trump, and that is a massive amount of resources and influence and technology that can be applied to the campaign that is much more consequential than what George Soros and Klaus Schwab have in their arsenal of capabilities. So total pendulum switch when Elon Musk went on and supported Donald Trump.
Absolutely, Ivan. I'm Chase Geiser. It's nice to have this conversation with you virtually. I think we may have briefly met when you were in studio a number of months ago, but it's truly an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I've been astounded and impressed by your coverage and your reporting over the course of the last several months that I've been following you, and thank you for your service as a former Green Beret and everything like that too. I appreciate
that. You guys set the example. There's some other warriors out there that set the example and the tone. You know, I Laura Loomer, you have, I bumped into James O'Keefe last night. When people ask me like, who are you, a deep state marauder? I'm basically saying like, take James O'Keefe, take Laura Loomer, apply a little bit of Green Beret and constitutional lawyer, flavor to it. And that's essentially how I approach, I should say, that's how I respond when they try to come and attack me.
Yeah.
What part of Green Beret lawyer did you not understand?
That was one of the things that frustrated me when I started on social media just with a political voice. I started a podcast a number of years ago that I don't run anymore because I work here full time. But what frustrated me was how long it took to get to the point where I was hated, you know, because that's the badge of honor. That's how you know you're actually doing something when reporters are coming up to you and trying to get you in gotcha moments.
I got to quote Roger Stone in Get Me Roger Stone. The movie says, my favorite quote of that movie, I revel in your hatred, because yes. If you did not hate me, that means I'm not effective. So guess what? Apparently, I'm being a little bit effective along with you guys here at InfoWars. It would be so fantastic if Alex Jones and you, I would escort you into the building and we would walk in together to see what the reaction would be as we shook hands with Ryan Priebus and Kevin McCarthy.
The
other ones.
I'm not sure if you did. You get a chance to see that clip of Matt Gaetz with McCarthy at the
RNC? I did.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. But hey, you mentioned something.
He did a walk-on as Kevin was doing his Criminal News Network hit. Yes. And he says, "Are you speaking, Kevin? Are you speaking?"
Absolutely unbelievable. What you mentioned at the end of your last statement, the Alex Soroses and the George Soroses, and one of the things that's crazy to me about this story of the Austin Private Wealth LLC betting against DJT stock the day before this assassination attempt is not only that they did it, but I think it says something that people aren't really talking about the zeitgeist of the general population, because everyone is so full of doubt that this wasn't planned by the deep state. So everybody is feeling just inherently that this was a deep state plan to take out Donald Trump, that the internet sleuths thought, you know what, we should probably look to see who bet against Donald Trump's stock in the stock market. And lo and behold, what do they find? But this amazing bet against the stock the day before the assassination attempt. I mean, this is absolutely mind-blowing. The fact that people found this and looked into this and forced them to make a statement against this just goes to show how much of the American people are awake and realize that this is a deep state operation.
Go ahead. Yes, take your time. Number one, there have been so many anomalous indicators that showcase that this was not a, I shouldn't even say good faith, just some rando that was up there. I mean, how do you bring up a ladder? Like, there's so many, right? And then as far as the indicators of global play here is that when you have not only the shorting of the stock, but you also have, I believe, when was the last time that Faux News, Paul Ryan's network, Faux News went ahead and live streamed a rally. Mm-hmm. So it's almost as though they wanted to deliberately showcase and have content for decades to show the exclusive look of an assassination of a presidential candidate, right?
Yeah.
And so many anomalous indicators that lead in a direction of a particular hypothesis. And that hypothesis is this was foul play. This was an inside job. And this smells, looks, feels like the duck known as January 6th, the Fed's erection.
Yeah, well, J13 is everything they said J6 was. I mean, that's exactly. Abundantly become clear. And
so speaking of J13, I got a new category that I've created on the deep state target list, and me and my team are putting some resources into actually looking at every single Secret Service agent that was on the ground, every state police, every law enforcement individual that was on the ground. We're developing sources. Obviously, everybody else is, but I want to do a deliberate, methodical kind of approach. Hopefully, Dan Bongino, with his background, his sources, is able to uncover some stuff. I was on a show yesterday, didn't quite get into this. And then look at all the law enforcement entities that were there at that time need to be scrutinized, analyzed, investigated, all their communications. And then we need to start crowdsourcing all of the video content that was captured that day by private citizens that were at the rally and in the vicinity of the outer perimeter of the rally. Once we get that holistic picture, we'll have better context and understanding of what took place that day. Because guess what? We're also going to be investigating the FBI and those analysts and agents that are part of the investigation of that failure. So If you deviate from proper norms and protocols, guess what, folks? You get put in place on my list.
I saw a clip yesterday of Dan Bongino speaking with Don Jr. And if my memory serves on this clip, he said that his unimpeachable source, which he did not name, basically said there was supposed to be a post on the roof and that post just didn't show up. And Cheadle has been threatened with her job to not reveal that information. That's why we're hearing weird excuses like the roof was sloped, even though there were Secret Service agents on other sloped roofs.
Yeah, draw a cow. It's a flat roof.
Yeah, it's a flat roof. And I'm hearing reports now, and there's a lot of fog of war, but I'm hearing reports now that there was law enforcement in the building that this person was on top of. The roof looks like it might have been aluminum. I mean, can you imagine how much noise they would have been hearing in the building if there was somebody crawling and walking around on top of it? I mean, this is unbelievable.
We're at this point, because we're not going to wait on the FBI. We're not going to wait on the Inspector General of the DHS. Like, you're irrelevant. The digital ecosystem that allows us to now communicate freely on X, on Getter, on Truth, on Rumble, all these different forms. We now own the information landscape, and we'll come out with the truth. So
yes,
it's unfortunate for them. Like, these government entities are so not credible, and we're going to continue to put that nail in their coffin. Thus, the country is going to demand their complete shutdown. I expect an 80 to 90% control, alt, delete of government institutions come January 20th of next year.
Yeah, it's really terrifying to see what's going to happen.
It's like Elon Musk did with his employees at X.
Yes.
Complete worthless employees.
Right. Hard reset. Computer did not shut down properly. Are you sure you want to open it? Yes. Right. The whole process.
Three-finger salute, baby.
Three-finger salute. Well, I agree with you, and I think that we're going to experience the 79 days of hell after November 5th. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about, Ivan, is before this assassination attempt on Saturday, the conversation in the media landscape, whether it was mainstream media or just podcasters and influencers or InfoWars, the main conversation was about whether or not, or frankly just when, not even so much whether, but when is Joe Biden going to step down? Because people seem to have forgotten that he did have an atrocious debate performance at the end of June. It was very obvious to all of the American people for the first time. The left was forced out of their bubble of algorithms that don't show them all the dementia clips. They saw his decline. And that conversation, temporarily at least, vanished in light of this major news story, which of course is the assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life. But now we're starting to see reports again creep back in that Joe Biden is going to back out of the race, or that he's being at least pressured by Nancy Pelosi, other major party leaders, to back out of the race. Yeah. Even Barack Obama.
Jeffries, Chuck Schumer.
You think he will?
I'm seeing the trend. It looks like indications. Yeah, he all of a sudden has COVID, right? Maybe they're going to be able to monetize off of that. The last little spurt of revenue push for people to get injected with the DNA mutilation products.
Well, they might kill him with
not
it.
Working, but I think that they're moving in that direction.
I was thinking they were going to kill him with COVID.
I was wargaming this yesterday with several folks, and I think that the most dangerous, and I mean, at this point, nothing's off the table because they already attempted to assassinate President Trump, and that backfired. I'd say nothing's off the table, so they may, in some way, shape, or form, either try to compel him into removing himself or do the same thing, what they tried to do with President Trump to Joe Biden. And again, I denounce all forms of political violence.
Of course.
And they do it. It seems like they do it every week. Right. I mean, they conduct live stream swatting, kidnapping raids of Roger Stone. They conduct armed robbery of Mike Lindell in parking lots. John Eastman, armed robberies. They do the same with swatting Steve Bannon, kidnapping Steve Bannon. He's still in captivity, right? You have January 6th political hostages still in captivity. You have them conducting political violence to include murder on Ashley Babbitt. And that's coming from the United States legislative branch, Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police and the Capitol Police Board. You have Roseanne Boylan being slaughtered, political violence, by Metropolitan Police Department officers. So their political violence is basically all they know how to do.
Right.
And so we need to get to a point in this country where that all stops and we hold those that conducted that political violence to account.
Well, they try to beat us with bullets and they know that we're going to beat them with ballots. That's what this boils down to. We don't even need political violence. We're winning. And that's why I think if anything does happen, as unfortunate as that would be over the course of the next couple of months as this election looms, if anything does happen that appears to be from the right, violent to the left, that's like a false flag setup situation, because why would we do something so reckless when we're winning so abundantly?
Yeah, let's go through the list. I mean, decades.
Yes.
Decades, right? You have Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, RFK, JFK from the 60s. Fast forward, you have Steve Scalise almost assassinated. I mean, these are all coming from the
lefties,
not coming at all from the right. And I want consequences and accountability for their actions. And guess what? Raw Sewage or Mother Jokes or recently a Twitter DM, was it Daily BS? I think is how you pronounce it. Reached out to me, a reporter. I kind of want to respond to that real quick. They're trying to find out what I'm doing. Well, guess what, folks? September 3rd is going to be a critical date, I think. And so on Saturday, this next couple days, I'm going to be heading down to communicate with about, 254 sheriffs in Texas to see where they're at mentally, if they're willing to go maximum, kind of like what Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis has done, working with their district attorneys to see if they're willing to take the evidence that we're going to go ahead and collate, working with Elon Musk with geotag evidence, showcasing the criminal activity of this federal bureaucracy in their county and state. Wink, wink, Attorney General Paxton. Mm-hmm. And then they take that to then take the next step of criminalizing and servicing those individuals that committed treason and other criminal activity in those counties and states, violating the First Amendment of their citizens and residents, Fourth Amendments, Fifth Amendments, and the list goes on. Elon Musk is sitting on the biggest silo of evidence with the Twitter holdings of a crime scene.
Yes.
Of all the individuals that have a Twitter account and have communicated with Twitter that are on my deep state target list. And so I'm trying to motivate the appropriate legal authorities to conduct maximum courage within their authority. And I think the time is right, because after what they see, what's going on in Manhattan with Fat Albert, after they saw what happened in Fulton County with Fannie, right? And after what they saw with the attempted assassination of President Trump, I think those toxic, feckless cowards that may or may not have been complicit are now in a position to actually will need to service those individuals in their jurisdiction. Because the community, once they learn who actually conducted a criminal communication by geotag location in that county and state, mm-hmm. they're going to be clamoring and demanding that sheriff, district attorney, and Ken Paxton do the necessary maximal lawful, moral, ethical, peaceful, and patriotic consequence within their discretionary authority.
Sure. Ivan, we've got about 10 or 15 seconds left. Remind people where they can find you, follow you, things of that nature before we go to break.
I'm on X, Rumble, Substack. Where else? I mean, the free speech platforms, right?
Yes.
Getter, etc. Telegram. Yeah, so just go ahead and follow my work, and I come up with plans and help make sure they come to fruition.
Thank you, Ivan. Been an honor and pleasure to be with you. Make sure you follow Ivan Raiklin at Ivan Raiklin or at Raiklin on X, and stick with us for more on the other side.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son,